about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Now we've come this evening to bring you some joy, some happiness, inspiration, and some positive vibrations.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I love America. I really do, because every time I come here, I feel so welcomed and safe. It's true, you guys, you really know how to treat white people.
Kevin and Andy, they have a great show on K-Rock in Los Angeles, don't you know?
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
And now.
Excuse me, sit down, you weren't called. Sit down, sit down, sit down. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
Our feature presentation.
That's the way to start.
I mean.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is April 9th.
Surprised you made it in, Kevin.
How come?
Saw pictures of you just hanging out all cash.
I mean, like
your
I
BFF.
Do. Like I do.
Who were you hanging out with yesterday?
David Beckham.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Stryker.
Good morning, Kevin and Allie.
Stryker, well, I'm getting to Stryker in a minute.
Okay.
Because I saw where he was this weekend,
all right.
too.
So you're going to yell at him?
Where the hell was I?
You were at a Renaissance
Yes,
fair.
He
oh,
was.
God.
I already hassled him about this. Stryker, sitting in for Bean temporarily. Thank you for being here.
I wouldn't say sitting in for him, though.
Stryker's here.
I'm in the room.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
in the room hanging out. It's not even his chair. The mic's on. You
Don't
guys...
be afraid. It's cool, man.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Our audience is cool.
No, they are.
Yeah.
Well, yes. No,
I
they
mean,
are very,
most of
very,
them.
Very, very dedicated. Look, I know about routine. I love certain things in life.
Agreed.
And if something is a little off, I'm like, what the hell's going on? So you guys said, hey,
are
can you come in the studio?
Are you saying Kevin and Bean listeners aren't good with change? Because I don't
ridiculous,
know where you
right?
get that.
But Allie, don't plant any seeds. This went down 48 hours ago, and I'm like, of course I want to hang out with my friends in the morning and be on with Allie and Kevin and hopefully Bean soon. Yes, so that's why I am very excited to be in here, Kevin.
Don't worry. They'll blame it on me. Don't worry.
Nah, no one's going to blame anything on anyone. He said, not thinking it was true. Yeah, you know, David Beckham, just like I do.
Yeah. And you posted a picture and said twins.
Right.
And I thought, yes, it is uncanny.
Right. That's what I thought.
How?
He was at the Galaxy game.
Well, yeah. I didn't see everyone else's picture with
him. Well, I mean, I got lucky and I did have access to the room he was in.
Okay.
So I just walked. Just nicest person in the world, too.
Oh, I've met him and he smells good.
Yep.
And just everything around him seems brighter.
And same with me.
Yeah.
And same with you. So I was wondering if
twins.
That was almost too much.
So that's what happens. If you work on the morning show, you get to meet David Beckham. I have not been within 5 miles of Beckham. And if I was, he would have his security brush me away.
I asked him about you and he said the same thing.
How easy or difficult is it to go up to that dude and be like, can we take a picture?
It's difficult because you feel like everyone in the world wants a picture with him and he probably is annoyed by it. And he responds the opposite way.
Yeah.
He's like,
great.
Of course.
Lovely.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, of course.
God,
you want another one?
It.
Check it. Okay, wow. Good. Yeah, really crazy. But Renaissance Fair.
Woo. Yeah, Stryker, let's tackle this.
I called Stryker yesterday. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
I'll be totally honest. When I told Kevin, I'm like, look, it was not my plan to be going to the Renaissance Fair. Mm-hmm. My wife loves the Renaissance Fair for some reason. And for 3 weeks, I'm like, of course I'll go. Of course I'll go. Yesterday morning, babe, I don't know. I kind of want to be home.
Yeah.
I'm getting up early. She was so mad. I'm like, fine, we'll go to the Renaissance Fair.
Yes.
I had to get on the 210 freeway. It was 89 degrees. My back is sweaty.
Oh.
And it was just like, you get in there.
I just want a video of sad Stryker walking around
right?
the Renaissance Fair with a
sweaty
teardrop.
Back.
Dust going in my nose.
Right?
Pick up. These people going, hello, my lord, you want to throw a knife at the thing? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, I'm like, I'm not good. They're like, we know you're not good, sir, but you should still throw a knife.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
There's the sad music. Poor Stryker.
It was fun. I actually had a good time. And I look like a good dude in front of my wife. I try
See?
To do something very nice.
That's important.
But let me ask you a question. You argued at first. Doesn't that sort of ruin the...
Yes.
Ruin it a bit for getting credit.
And don't think I wasn't thinking about that on the drive. If I would have just said, Yes, in the beginning of this morning with a smile, showered, dressed, and gone.
Right.
Yeah.
100 times.
Then you get the points. Yeah.
I lost some.
Well, you
of the
went.
Points.
You got there.
I got
she
there.
She got there. Yeah. Did she enjoy it?
She enjoyed it.
All right.
My over under in terms of getting, like, I got to get out of here, 36 minutes. I put in 2 more hours than that, though.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought I was the guy that had the over-under on when we're going to leave any party. Oh. If it gets dull, man, you got to go.
Yeah, I think most men have an over-under. Yeah, yeah. It's unspoken, but we know, guys. Let me just say, we know.
It's not a secret to anyone?
No.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. Comedian Doug Benson joins us in studio.
Yeah.
Love him so much. We have Matt Fowler, who's going to be on. Talking about WrestleMania.
I watched that.
All worked up.
Which Stryker
really
watched.
Yes, I did.
Not all 6 hours.
I watched close to it.
Oh, Stryker.
It's 6 hours?
Yeah.
Even the UFC's only like maybe not three, 2.5. Yeah.
Dana White was there last night.
He sure was, front row.
6 hours.
Yeah. Ronda was the best part of WrestleMania.
Was she?
Didn't see that happening in the way it did.
She lost? Was, did she lose?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, but she was incredible. People were really down on Ronda being in the WWE and, oh, who does she think she is just because she's a fan and blah, or just because she knows how to do all the moves
right.
And is one of the greatest fighters of all time. Yeah, I think she'll be fine. And she was.
She was. The opening match was incredible. Well, I'll save it for when Matt gets here. The
I'm
opening
so
match,
glad
I
you're
loved.
Here, right?
Love the
he
opening match.
He tunes out to the point where he's dead inside.
I do my best. I really
the
do.
The production is through the roof.
It's
as good as going to a Muse show. And I was sitting
that's
in my bed.
Absurd,
it was.
First of all.
It was so. There's fireworks
insane.
And lights and neon and the music and motorcycles.
One group came down on a float.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we have Matt Fowler later today.
Okay. All right.
That's what we're going to talk about it. Please.
Sorry.
We also have Harvey Levitt on Mondays like we do. We have great news on Mondays. And we've got your tickets for Coachella Weekend 2 today, as well as the Weekend 1 starts on Friday, which is just hard to imagine. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52. And Allie McKay is here with a look at what's happening.
Well, we were just talking to Dave about going to see A Quiet Place. And he saw it alone. Kept falling asleep because, you know, Dave can't even stay awake at a Kiss concert.
Correct.
And then because it's a quiet movie, then something huge would happen and he'd be startled awake. What is wrong with Dave, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
I'm just rad.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
But it kind of took away from me saying A Quiet Place made some noise at the weekend box office.
Nope.
All right. Well, it did, though. It debuted with $50
million.
Wow. Nobody saw that coming.
No,
I think it was supposed to make upwards of 25, but $50 million, that's a pretty great debut. It kicked off Ready Player One from the top spot, which made another $25 million. Blockers debuted at $21 million, which is a good debut for that.
John Cena's in that, and he was just doing WWE
he
right
was.
There.
He yeah. was. Did you see that, where he just ran up
yes!
and
asked hey guys.
Undertaker? Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hello?
Yep.
You know, 8 o'clock.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Complete recap.
Apologies.
All good.
All right. Followed by...
I ruined everything. Goodbye.
Just saying.
Usually it would just be me talking about WrestleMania.
And she would anyway, so.
I would still keep going, but yes. He'd be like, shut up.
I'm so fired up from WrestleMania yesterday.
I'm saying. Stryker, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
Black Panther pulled in another 8.4, followed by I Can Only Imagine, Tyler Perry's Acrimony, Chappaquiddick debuted with 6.2, followed by Sherlock Gnomes, Pacific Rim Uprising, and Isle of Dogs. And that 8.4 million for Black Panther broke it, passing Titanic over the weekend.
Wow.
It's now the third highest grossing film of all time at the North American box office. Yeah, just behind Star Wars, Force Awakens, and Avatar. So it's getting up there. I mean, come on. Black Panther.
Yeah. I saw it 3 times.
I've seen it 0 times for 0 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
You should totally go.
Is
do you
it
like
good?
Yeah, it's really good.
So do you love Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Okay. And those kind of movies, right?
Yes.
I, for some reason, they're just, and I know people are going to throw tomatoes at me for this. Mm-hmm. Those don't make me as happy as other movies.
All right.
They don't.
But once you hear that it's this successful and everybody has good word of mouth, don't you go, maybe I should.
100%. It doesn't mean I don't want to go. It's just I've had other things on my radar that I've seen.
Yeah.
But
I
do want to see it, and I hear it's great.
It sounds racist.
I don't think that's what he's going for. He's got Renaissance fairs.
Right.
He's got stuff to do. Leave him alone.
Driving the 210 on a Sunday afternoon, 100-degree weather.
You see that? You see how white people do?
Right?
I see it. I'm just back sweating in his car. It's rough for Stryker over there.
Right?
It's just rough. MTV's Jersey Shore Family Vacation pulled in 2.5 million viewers for the two-hour premiere. That made it MTV's highest-rated show in 6 years for that desirable age group of adults 18 to 34. And the network has already renewed the show.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Stryker?
That I watched.
Oh,
yes.
Stryker.
I watched every second of the new Jersey Shore.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, do you hate watch?
No!
Because we had Omar watch it because he hates it. We had him come in and do a recap. You like it? Like it?
I love it. I love Pauly D. I love the situation. I love the meatballs. Yes, I like it. I laugh. I think they have good... I like it. The production is great. The music I pay attention to. Yes, Gavin. Yes,
What's
I like
happening?
It.
I don't... I'm not
sorry.
Sure.
I do. I love it.
Wow.
We're pointing to the door.
Oh, you kicked me out again? Wow. First Black Panther is now Jersey Shore.
I mean, come on now.
Right in the demo, I know, for Jersey Shore.
Sure.
That was very quick. I feel for this man, and I hope he's going to pull through and make it, but it's tough. But we found out because of CBS's filing on Friday with the Security and Exchanges Commission how much Les Moonves made last year, and he dropped to just $69.3
million.
Yeah.
In just last year?
Yeah, his previous year, his salary was 69.6. So to go down to 69.3.
How do you put food on the table?
That's what I'm saying. I think we need to take a minute and really just think of the less fortunate.
It's
less.
See what you did?
I didn't, but
it's
yeah.
It's so difficult to imagine having or getting $69 million for your whole life.
Yes.
To get that every year?
For 30 lifetimes.
That's crazy.
Insanity. That's just cuckoo. Well, CBS has renewed its Anna Faris and Allison Janney comedy series Mom for a sixth season. It has been averaging 11 million viewers per episode.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's the third most watched comedy on broadcast TV behind Big Bang and Young Sheldon, also on CBS and also renewed. So I don't know why he's taking a pay cut if all of his shows are doing so good.
I'm not sure that's really a pay cut.
It is. Did you hear me?
I did.
It's just insanity. And I don't know if any of you watched Mozart in the Jungle on Amazon.
No.
Any of you watch that?
Is it
well,
good? Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay.
I watched the first two seasons, and then I was like, I'm out.
Okay.
But it has been canceled after four seasons, so...
They found out you weren't watching.
Yeah, they're like, that girl that watches everything isn't into it anymore. It's concerning. Something I am super into. Ryan Murphy says that the next installment of his American Horror Story Anthology, Season 8, will take place, in the fall of 2019.
What?
That's right, but with the in the long away times.
2019?
I don't love
fall.
It. Yeah, that's ridiculous. However, we do know that Evan Peters will be playing a comedic hairstylist. Joan Collins will be his grandmother. Okay, I'm listening. Sarah Paulson and Kathy Bates also back. It's been rumored that the show will be called American Horror Story Radioactive, but no official confirmation of the title. I'm in. That show.
That show just from the past you're in. You don't even need to hear what it's going to be about.
And I'm telling you, last year's cult was the best American Horror Story in such a long time that it just recharged me. I am reinvigorated with Murphiness.
Is that a thing?
He's all up in me. Yeah, he doesn't want to be at all. Ryan, I'm sorry for saying that. Let's talk about some birthdays. Singer Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. Actress Kristen Stewart. Elle Fanning. Leighton Meester. Keisha Knight Pulliam, Cynthia Nixon, actors Dennis Quaid, Jay Baruchel, and The Strokes' Albert Hammond Jr.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened.
Texted Stryker last night and said, hey, you want to come hang out? And he said, yes. So
just
he's
like
hanging
that.
Out. How about that?
Here I am.
Mondays at this time, we check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Good morning, Harvey.
Morning, guys. Hey, Stryker.
Hey, what's happening, Harvey?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Good to talk. Hey, what law school did you go to?
University of Chicago.
All right, pretty good.
Wow. That's how we're starting this?
He's checking you out, Harvey, just
no,
to make sure.
Because... You know what I usually get, which what? Really is insulting?
What?
People say, I swear, and they do this all the time, they say to me, really? That's a really good law school. You got in there?
Oh, man. Ooh. You're like, hey, come on. I earned it.
I get that all the time.
All right. You got a couple of stories on your site we want to talk about. One is Cardi B.
Yeah.
On SNL. I knew you'd be a little upset by this.
No.
You're not.
Upset. Okay. I'm puzzled.
Okay.
I'm actually not upset. I'm puzzled.
So tell people why you're puzzled.
I'm puzzled because about a month ago, you know Raquel in our office, one of our producers?
Yes.
Raquel said, Cardi B's pregnant. I know this. So we put it up, and we did some checking, and we knew it was true. So we put it up on the site, and she came out and said, TMZ is full of crap. I'm not pregnant. And so we knew she was pregnant, and we're thinking, why is she doing this? I mean, there's no scandal in it. And so she just kind of maintained it, and then all of a sudden she's wearing these poofy dresses, like it's almost cartoony. So Saturday night she comes out on Saturday Night Live, and now it's obvious that she's having the baby, and she's going to have the baby, we're told, in the first week in July.
She looks quite pregnant on Saturday Night Live.
Quite pregnant.
Yes.
And I don't quite understand. There is this thing. I mean, look, I get the first 12 weeks. I mean, I understand the medical reason for that. But after that, I just don't quite get it. But it's become a thing now with celebrities where they just, you know, maybe Kylie Jenner kind of set the tone for it, but they just don't want to say it.
Yeah. I mean.
But you know what, Harvey? Mm. We got the greatest quote ever out of Cardi B on her Instagram when someone asked if she was pregnant. She's like, girl, I'm just fat. Let me fat
yeah,
in peace.
That was the best.
She said, let me fat in peace.
You're right.
So just to get that quote, I say, you know
okay,
what? Worth
fair
it.
Point.
Worth
fair
it.
Fair point.
And she's supposed to still perform at Coachella?
Yeah, she's performing this, I think this week at Coachella. Yeah.
All right.
And remember, I mean, and it's interesting because remember, Beyonce was pregnant and she canceled last year. She had twins and she also had some complications, but they're both going to be there.
Harvey, I have a question for you. This Cardi B, who I actually really like, she's had 5 simultaneous top 10 hits.
I love her too.
Have you seen the traffic on your site when you post Cardi B over the last 2 years completely skyrocket, like her career has skyrocketed? Do you see that on your end?
She does really well. It depends on what the clip is. There have been a few where it really has. It really depends on what the story is. And it's kind of what I've noticed, that sometimes the stuff that does the best is surprising if you just look at who the person is.
Right.
But it really, it's kind of like Conor McGregor, when he did what he did last week and we got on TMZ Sports, got that video. That was insanity. I mean, we had 8 million views on that clip the first day.
It is really something if you see that clip and you go, wow, he really is going crazy. It's got that factor for it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's as important as who the person is.
All right, speaking of Conor McGregor, let's talk about him going to a bail bondsman.
What is that?
This guy, he's drinking his own Kool-Aid. I mean, he's in trouble, and he doesn't even understand it. So, yeah, you're right. He went to a bail bondsman. You know, he makes a ton of money. I mean, he got $100 million for the Floyd Mayweather fight, but he went to a bail bondsman for $50,000 bail. But the reason you do that is because you just don't have the money with you, and the bail bondsmen know the process. So, yeah, he went to one. But he is in trouble. I mean, he's facing a felony charge, 3 misdemeanor assault charges, and he could be deported for this and denied entry into the country permanently.
Wow.
And he doesn't get it. I mean, we got him out last night, and he was just so arrogant. And I don't understand what he's thinking, except that everybody is saying you can do anything you want because you're Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, but we were talking last week. Is it possible at all that that's just Conor McGregor, the greatest hype man for a fight ever?
See, I don't think so. He came into our office. He came in and did TMZ Sports, gosh, I want to say a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and he was the nicest guy. And we got him out, and he's always been great. Yo, not always, but back in the day, he was just really great and fun. And I just think that because he became the superstar, he changed. And there are some people who change when that happens, and there are some people who don't. And he did.
All right. I can accept that. Harvey Levin, you can follow him on Twitter, at Harvey Levin TMZ. TMZ airs on Fox Mondays to Fridays at 6 p.m. TMZ Live airs Monday to Friday at 4 p.m. on Fox. TMZ Sports at midnight on Fox Sports 1 and the TMZ Tour. Take your family if they come into town and see the city. Thank you, Harvey. We appreciate your time.
See you next week.
Bye, Harvey. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. A half hour from now, your tickets for Coachella Weekend 2.
Yeah.
We're going to have you call, play a game, and then you can win those tickets. First, it's time for great news. And we do this.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
Did I just cut myself off? Yes, I did. Felt it needed to be done. I talked long enough.
I got to witness a moment with Kevin 2 feet away. It's my greatest day right now. Living life.
All right, Allie, you're going to start?
I am. This is a story about a little girl named Isabella Pieri, and her mom passed away from a rare illness a few years ago. And it's tough when you're a little girl without your mom and your dad's trying to take over all the tasks. And there's just certain things that your mom is needed for. And in just one instance, something as simple as doing your hair. So her hair got so tangled, so messed up, and her dad didn't know what to do, so he just cut it all off. He's like, I don't really know what to do with your hair, so cut it. And then it got long enough that she just thought, okay, you know what? My dad can't do my hair. I'm just going to start putting it in a ponytail. So she put it in a ponytail. And then she was on the bus one day going to school. This is in Alpine, Utah, going to school. And after they got to the school, the bus driver was braiding another girl's hair on the bus. And Isabella got up enough courage to go up to the bus driver and say, can you maybe braid my hair?
I got next.
She called next. And the bus driver said, absolutely. And the bus driver, who is a wonderful woman named Tracy Dean, said that there's also another special reason that she does this for the little girls on the bus.
7 years ago, I found out I had breast cancer. And that's one of the things that went through my head is who's going to take care of my little ones. Not that my husband couldn't do it, but that's what moms do. They do their kids' hair.
It makes me feel like she's a mom pretty much to me. And it makes me really excited for the next day to see what she does.
Okay, you look beautiful.
As we thanked Tracy for this special act of kindness.
So we have the entire district here just to say thank you. You're going to make me cry.
It was hard not to get emotional.
Stop it, because you're going to make me cry.
Because what she's doing is making a difference in the life of a child. Isabella's dad is noticing.
Tracy didn't have to step up, but when she stepped up to help out, I was amazed.
And Isabella's teachers are noticing.
And I just noticed her head was a little higher that morning, and she had a little more of a step.
That's amazing.
Just this woman is not only basically saying to the dad, listen, I got this, you're fine, but giving this little girl validation and confidence and a little bit of motherly love, sending her off every day. And God bless that KSL reporter in Utah, because I would have cried too. So I get it. And that,
kids are stupid.
No, that's not what we're saying.
No, I'm sorry.
Jesus,
my
Kevin.
Bad.
Again with that tricky finger. What? And that's my great news.
All right, Stryker's up next.
All right, so I have something here. There's a woman named Jessica McDaniels, and she has lived most of her life getting bullied. And it's because of something that is completely out of her control. She has irregular teeth. Mm-hmm. So all this woman Jessica was doing one day was filming her friend getting proposed to, which is a big deal. She was just standing there. She was videoing for her. Well, someone else out there took a Zoom shot of this Jessica girl while smiling.
Smiling, watching her friends get engaged.
That's exactly right.
Oh.
Well, this picture ended up going viral. She already suffered bullying her whole life face-to-face from her classmates. Now, cyberbullying going nonstop. Oh. One of her past classmates saw the pic. He was sad. He stepped up. He helped raise $10,000 to pay for the oral surgery.
Wow.
So they got the $10,000. She goes to get the surgery done. I want to give this doctor a shout-out. Dr. Marianne Udy. No charge.
Oh.
Wow.
Fixed the teeth for free. this Jessica girl already looked great. Now she looks just fantastic. Her teeth look beautiful. And that's my, what is it? Great, wonderful story of the day? Something? What is it called?
Exactly.
Where am I? That's a lovely story. Sorry.
That is a lovely story.
It is.
Mine is a senior woman, 92-year-old Jean Roper, was told that she only had weeks to live.
Oh.
And I know from
Stryker, sorry,
if you could hold it together. We're talking about another story now.
Roper makes me laugh.
Jean Roper, 92-year-old, and I know from when my dad unfortunately passed away about 10 years ago that doctors don't want to give you a time frame.
No,
they just
it's a bad idea.
Yeah, they don't even want to tell you months, but they told her she had weeks to live. She had originally been diagnosed with extreme kidney damage. She was hooked up to an oxygen tank. She could barely get out of bed without assistance, let alone move around the house. As her family prepared to say goodbye to her, her great-granddaughter mentioned that she was going to give birth to a girl, and she wanted to name her Jean after this woman.
Aww.
Despite Roper having plenty of great-great-grandchildren, none of them were girls.
Okay.
So all the little boys are like, hey, what up?
Yeah.
None of them were girls.
Uh-huh.
So upon hearing that she would be having a girl and that the baby would be named after.
Stryker has the church giggles and
no.
It's not stopping. He's now crying. He's crying.
Okay.
All right. Anderson and Stryker, come on. Get it together.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right.
That's not me, though.
Okay. All right. So what she did was she promised the family she would stay around until the baby was born.
Aww.
Remember, the doctor said weeks,
yeah.
And it wasn't, like, really in her control.
Right.
On January 31st, Magnolia Jean was born. They were finally introduced. The woman could barely contain her excitement. One of the aunts to the baby, Kayla, said this. She shot right up out of her rocking chair. She hadn't been walking at all. She had a walker and could barely get out of bed. But the day that baby came, she walked from her bedroom all the way down the hall to the front door to greet them, which is outrageous.
No.
Yes.
Aww.
Since meeting Magnolia Jean, Roper has continued to recover.
No, sir.
The nurses who recently removed her oxygen tanks are stunned by her sudden turn in health.
Wow.
How about that?
So how about all those other loser grandkids having boys? Suck it. Girl power.
And that's my great news. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. Our friend Stryker is sitting in for this week. Help us out. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. Kevin sent me a text. He's like, do you want to come in here? I'm like, what time do I have to be there? It's like 5:30.
No, I made a total mistake. He said, am I supposed to be there at 4:30? And me being an idiot, I said, no, 5:30. Right? What a missed opportunity. I'm very disappointed in myself. 6:53 now, time for what's happening with Ellie.
A lot of breakups over the weekend that we heard about, you guys. Miranda Lambert with Anderson East. They've been dating quite a while.
I love them as a
right?
couple.
Right. A lot of people did. Brooke Burke and David Charvet.
Yes.
They are breaking up after however many years they were married.
What are they going to do in Malibu now? Who gets to stay in Malibu? Who moves to Manhattan Beach?
It's true. And who gets the Skechers fortune?
That's right.
It's true.
Who gets the red swimsuit?
Ooh, I bet she keeps it.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Jenny Garth and her third husband, Dan Abrams, have split up. This one I didn't know about until my mother told me because she loves Property Brothers, Jonathan Scott.
The hell's
and
Property
his
Brothers?
Girlfriend.
Another you watch Property Brothers?
No. I knew you would. I knew it. It's the two twin brothers, Jonathan and his twin.
Sure.
And they have the eyebrows of the craziest
of
eyebrows.
Really? Yeah.
But what's
sure.
the show about?
It's basically one is a realtor guy, the other one is a carpenter,
okay.
and they show people
so they
houses.
Flip over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they show you basically, it's pretty good because one of the guys will show you what this home could look like with everything that we do. So they've got all these like computer images and everything. And then they bring you to three different homes, show you what they could do in them, and then you pick according to which like fake image they've shown you, then it winds up being just like that.
Exciting story.
I swear to God.
Can we rewind? If If Jenny Garth got separated 10 years ago, I would do all I could to track down Jenny Garth and say the dorkiest radio host ever would love to meet you. I love Jenny Garth.
Absolutely.
Still do.
Yeah.
I can't do it now.
Well, no.
I got a lady at home.
You're happily married.
That's correct.
And,
I mean, really, this is her third husband.
I'm not saying it's her, but maybe let's let Jenny have some alone time.
Okay, let's give her alone time.
Let's do that.
Fair enough.
Plus, maybe she doesn't want to DJ because 90210, remember?
Oh, David Silver was the DJ.
David Silver was the DJ at the school.
And they had a K-Rock sticker in the lockers at 90210, which I loved.
That is true.
Exciting story.
All right, moving on. Well, we now know that Cardi B is definitely pregnant because she showed off the worst kept secret in music on SNL. And it's so funny because she started doing the song and it was a close-up of her face. And then the camera kind of backed off to reveal the baby bump in this tight white dress. Like, oh, shocking. Yet we knew. We all knew. However, I didn't know this. Kate Hudson broke the news on Instagram that she's expecting a baby girl with boyfriend Danny Fujikawa. And I watched this and I'll tell you why. Because I like watching reveals. So they all had the different balloons and then pop the balloon and out comes the confetti, blue for a boy, pink for a girl.
Right.
So it was pink confetti and the immense joy on Kate Hudson's face because she already has two lovely boys. But you
but boys,
see,
you heard from my great news story.
Exactly.
Who cares?
You have to have girls to live is what I now know. But to see this immense joy come over her face and she starts yelling, and I don't know who her friend was, but I need you to go to her Instagram and watch it because her friend nearly tackles her out
is that
of excitement.
Right?
It is amazing. It's lovely to watch. It's kind of a beautiful thing. But like I said, she has two boys, a 14-year-old with her ex-husband, Chris Robinson, from the Black Crowes, and a 6-year-old with her ex, Matthew Bellamy, who obviously also dates Stryker.
Correct.
You guys have a band, right? What's
Correct.
Your band's name?
The band I have with Matt Bellamy and Dom is called Emotional Beefcakes.
Yes.
Oh, I like it.
We have made one t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
We've had zero rehearsals, but we do have one song in the works, but we haven't met to do anything with the song yet.
Emotional is that because Beefcakes. You're asking them and they're not responding in any way?
Well, I would say that's 40% true. Every time I see Matt Bellamy, and I've never seen him socially, it's only for work. I'm not cool enough to do anything socially with him. But he's like, what about Emotional Beefcakes? I'm like, get me the track. He's like, we're still in for it.
See?
So we got to get that going. I think we could do really well.
I don't think Matt and Dom lie. I think they're telling the truth. And once they have a little bit of time, Emotional Beefcake is going to be ours.
We're going to have deep V-neck t-shirts with chest hair popping out.
I love it.
We're going to do 8-ounce curls before we go on stage.
Right?
And we are going to have 5 ex-wives.
Wow.
Yes.
It's a lot of ex-wives.
That's impressive.
It's really impressive. I read this and I immediately thought of the commercial. Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda has been diagnosed with a nasty case of the shingles. Mm. Yeah, he tweeted earlier this week that he had one of the worst headaches of his life, but turned out to be a symptom of the viral infection that's linked to chickenpox. In his tweet, Miranda also said he caught it early. He's been quarantined away from his 2-month-old son, but I immediately thought, 1 in 3 Americans will get shingles in his lifetime.
That's right.
Shingles is caused by the same virus that leads to chickenpox.
1 in 3 is crazy.
And herpes, I believe. And I'm not making that up.
Really?
I believe that's a strain of that as well.
Oh.
Who knew?
Yeah. I'm a board-certified physician. Do you guys know this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm bringing to the table.
Anything you hear on this show, you should double-check someplace else.
Possibly triple-check.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
it's science.
I don't think you want it, though.
No.
Have you ever had shingles?
No.
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 The doctor thought I had shingles 3 years ago. It was not shingles.
What?
It was a nerve thing in my chin. I don't know what it was. We never figured it out.
Oh, do you think you should have?
No, because it went away.
Okay.
But it was terrible, terrible, terrible pain. Hmm. And I didn't have the markings on it, but I had the same pain that goes with shingles.
Hmm.
And it was bad, but it was not that.
Huh.
And I hear that there's a shot you can get these days, but you have to be over a certain age to prevent shingles.
Interesting.
Wow.
Again, making this all up.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I
have. Well done.
I don't know. The risk for developing shingles increases for adults over the age of 50, however. Just so you know. Shingles cannot be spread to another person, however the virus can.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Some birthdays for you. We have got The Strokes, Albert Hammond Jr., singer Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance, and a bunch of actors and actresses. Kristen Stewart, Elle Fanning, Leighton Meester, Dennis Quaid, Jay Baruchel, Keisha Knight Pulliam, and Cynthia Nixon. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. It's the K-Rock Countdown to Coachella. 4 days till Coachella, but this time we're giving away passes for you to win for weekend two of Coachella, which is April 20th to 22nd. We'll take your calls now. You got to play a game, 1-800-520-1067. Or we've got your tickets for Coachella weekend two right now. People are on hold. They're going to play a game. Somehow I became the person that they're going to have to guess about, and I don't like being in that position, because then if they guess wrong, and then it's my fault. But anyway, we're going to play Just a Second, which is where we play you a second of a song, but we're going to play me Just a Second, and then I have to guess, and you just have to guess on the phone if you think I'll get it or not.
And what songs are you playing?
Eminem songs.
All Eminem songs.
Okay. So it's going to be Just a Second.
Yes.
But also a little bit of Does Kevin Know?
Yes.
So you have to guess if you will know the song or not.
Yes.
Can we help the listeners, meaning not giving them a clue, but I know you know Eminem music.
I do, but I also have a lot of problems remembering titles. So it's 50-50 on this one.
Right. And one, I see you at every festival. I see you watching.
I'm there, yeah.
It's not like you're not going to know the songs.
Right.
But you may not. Okay, I got
correct,
you.
Yeah. All right.
Just a second. The Kevin M. edition.
The Kevin M. edition.
I like it.
Just a second. The Kevin M. edition.
All right. Let's go to Arnold in Gardena. Hi, Arnold. Oops, sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Good morning.
Good morning. So do we play it first and then he guesses?
No.
You have to guess.
You have to guess if you're going to know or not.
You're guessing if I'm going to get an Eminem song from 1 second. That's what you're guessing, yes or no. If you're correct, even if it's no and I don't get it, then you're in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right, what do you think?
I think you will not guess it correctly.
Oh. That's probably a safe bet, but let's give it a try. Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, come on now, people. Come on. We did this in the office, and I was weirdly good at it. That's why we're doing this.
There's a little hint for you.
Yeah. Brian, hi.
Hello. Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. All right. You have to guess if I'm going to get it or not with Just a Second.
Okay. I think you are going to get it.
I think I am going to get it. All right. Here we go.
Just gonna...
Hold on.
Just gonna
stand and watch me cry. That's all right, because I like the way you lie. What's the name of it?
Yeah, did
yeah. What did you?
You're close. Okay. Sing it.
Just wanna.
Can you do a little louder so we can?
I love the way you lie.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that right? That's you.
Just gonna stand.
Come on, Rihanna, Grammy-nominated song right here.
Look, I don't have to come up with that much information. All right, congratulations, Brian. You're in the drawing.
Damn.
I didn't think I was going to get
that. Eminem, by the way, is at 10 number one albums. 10.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's go to Layla in Torrance. Hi, Layla.
Hi.
You think I'm going to get it or not?
I think you're going to get it.
All right, let's give it a try.
Oh, that's so...
The Real Slim Shady?
Yeah!
Nicely done.
May I have your attention, please?
Hold on.
Just a second. The Kevin M. edition.
Okay. Let's go to Jacob in El Monte. Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
Do you think I'm going to get it or not?
I'm sorry, Kevin. I don't think you're going to get it.
Now look, that's the safe bet. I mean, I'm a little better at this than normal, but if you're betting on me, always bet no. All right, here we go. What?
Ooh.
What?
Give yourself another one.
Right. I couldn't hear it because you were laughing. Can I do it again or no?
Jacob did the right thing.
I mean, how do you recognize that?
Kevin, we don't have all day.
It's the one with Obie Trice?
No. Yes.
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 Round.
No.
Jacob won. Jacob, you're in the drawing.
Without me.
Without me.
Yeah.
You knew that. Yeah, but you made the right guess.
Two Trailer Park Girls going around the outside. Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, I could do that too, but I'm trying to name the song. Okay. Brianna in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Did we wake you up?
Good morning. I'm just tired.
Okay, all right.
Listen, you're on radio. You got to pick it up. We all look crappy here, and I'll never be able to allow in the studio again. You got to make us look good.
All right, what's your guess? Am I going to get it or not?
I think you're going to get it.
All right. She's a yes.
I'm friends with the...
I'm friends with the... Oh.
Monster.
Yes! Yes!
I'm friends with Nicely the done. Monster, the son of my bed.
All right. Let's go to... How many more do we have, Chip? Let's go to Tyler in Covina. Hello, Tyler.
Hi. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you. Am I going to get it or not?
I believe in you.
Wow. That's a terrible choice. All right, here we go.
Do it one more time.
Boom. My name is...
Yes, Ryan. Kevin.
Oh, my name is.
Very good, man.
Nicely done, Tyler.
My name is Ryan.
Just a second. The Kevin M. Edition.
Right. Is it because Kevin is like your little brother that...
You mean Eminem?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Eminem. Yeah, Kevin. That Eminem is like your little brother, so you feel like this connection to him.
I mean, I love Eminem as an artist.
But also, since you guys look like the same person,
I don't feel like we do, but all right.
Does that help you with
sure,
these songs?
Sure. Laura, hi.
Hi.
How's Huntington Beach this morning?
It's really nice, actually. You should come visit.
Okay.
Oh,
I'd love to.
All right, wow, slow down. Let's
all right.
See how this goes.
Are you going to say yes or no for me?
I'm going to say that you're going to get it right.
All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
He's got this.
That's Stan.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Right?
Yes.
Good job, Kevin.
Laura, you panicked, didn't you?
A little bit.
She's like, oh, no. All right, I actually got that one.
Just a second! The Kevin M. Edition!
All right, let's go to Amanda in Fountain Valley. Hello, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think, yes or no?
I've been really impressed with you, so I'm going to say you're going to get it.
All right. I hope so. I hope so for your sake. Here we go.
This is the toughest one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is it? I can't get any clues, can I?
No.
It's what I consider you.
It's what you consider.
It's what, and it's what you would consider Eminem.
That's not helping at all.
He's not. What is Zeus? He's not Zeus. He's. Never mind. I don't know all what right. I'm saying. Forget it.
Got him, rap.
Well, rap God.
No. I said God of Rap.
Which is incorrect. It's Rap God.
But I...
Let's give it to her.
I was going to go easy on you.
I said God of Rap. Rap God.
Not even close.
All right. No, sir.
I'm so sorry, Amanda. Everybody's ruling against you. All right. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people on hold. Who's going to win the tickets for weekend number 2?
He was the one that couldn't stop laughing. It is Jacob in El Monte.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Congratulations. 3-day passes for weekend 2.
Oh, man. Thanks so much. Yay.
Thank you, and thanks for playing the game.
Just a second. The Kevin M. Edition.
Stryker is sitting in with us, doing us a favor for this week. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. This is very exciting to get that text and then get up at 3:48 this morning and drive here.
Good
this
fun,
is,
right?
This is awesome. Yeah.
Wait till Friday. You're going to hate it.
Hate it. Friday. I give you Wednesday.
All right. Let's talk about our phone topic, which came up last week. And it seems like everybody on our show has one of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most insignificant thing you got in a fight over with your partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever. Husband, doesn't matter. But the insignificance of what caused the fight is what we're looking for. Dave, King of Mexico, you have one?
Well, of course I do. And of course it involves a frickin' controller for TV. So I have DirecTV in my bedroom and my living room.
Mm-hmm.
And when Krista comes home, I'm usually watching TV. And I had a DirecTV controller go out. So I'm using the good one.
Okay.
And she always wants to watch TV in her room. So I'm always hoarding the controller. So she's always asking for it. And I'm always hiding it and saying, no, this is mine. I'm using it because I like to fast forward through shows and never want to give it to her. So – it
that would
really,
annoy me if I'm her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course. But you
and
know,
she has her own room.
Yeah, yeah. She
Didn't
has her own.
Pick
TV?
Up on that. Okay.
Well, no, it's our bedroom. But she's yes, just there. But you know, you know what annoys me? Watching commercials. So I'm going to fast forward through them. So I'm going to keep the controller.
But you know,
and I was there first.
Are there times when you're not watching TV when she could have it?
No, I'm always watching TV.
Oh, that's true.
Come
I didn't
on.
Think about that.
If you love TV so much, and you talk about You know, you could get another remote.
Yeah. I know. Listen, listen. I know. I know. The solution is easy. But have you tried to go on to DirecTV website and try to order something? Ugh, it's annoying.
I have a show on there, and just and I can get all the remotes in the world. So,
I'll take it right here. Dude, you got the one right here.
He'll hook you up.
Yeah, take it off. But she gets mad at me, and listen, I'm gonna say rightfully so, and she screams, but. It's because I hog the remote.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
So that's what gets us going.
Remote. Asshole.
Maybe.
All right. Up next is Omar. Hey, Omar, use that mic over there.
Yeah. That was a crappy mic. Yep. Hey, I'm kind of a very neat and tidy guy. So,
same.
The way I kind of designed my house is I bought a little coat rack. So mm-hmm. once you when you go inside the house, you put your coat and your jacket on the coat rack.
All okay. Right.
And then I have a designated shoe area inside the closet.
Who has a designated shoe area?
I do. So every time my daughters come home, they take off their shoes, they put them in the closet. All when right. I come home, if I'm going to take off my shoes, I put it in the closet. My wife comes home, she puts them right 2 feet away from the door. Of the closet.
Okay.
Okay. I constantly ask
Does
her.
Does she know about the box?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And she chooses to ignore me. Yeah. And, we've talked about it. So what I've started doing is I will take her shoes that she leaves 2 feet away from the closet.
Right.
And it's a deep closet. So I'll get her shoes and I'll just throw them like way back
you
there.
Chuck
and
them in there?
I just chuck them in there. And she's learned to accept the fact that when she can't find her shoes, they're way back there.
All right, so this is a thing that you do every day.
She knows about it 3 times a week.
She knows it annoys you.
Absolutely.
She puts her shoes 2 feet from designated area.
The designated shoe area.
And then you throw them in the back of the closet.
How she has not divorced from this. You're just throwing her shoes, and I mean, why isn't she leaving you? This is the a-hole move on your part.
No, it's not, because I've had the conversation with her.
Are you trying to train her like a Labrador?
No. She chooses to ignore me. I've had the conversation with her saying, hey, babe, please just put it because it really bugs me. It really bugs me. I made this designated shoe area. Please use the designated shoe area.
This sounds like weird foreplay in your house. Yeah. Is what it sounds like.
But no, so she now every time she can't find her shoes, she knows where they are. They're way back in the closet.
Omar Koresh.
Right?
Wow. All right. We're gonna take your phone calls if you have stories of the most insignificant thing that you fought over. 1-800-520-1067. Allie, tell us about yours.
Well, I noticed a pattern that whenever I would get in an argument with my ex-boyfriend, things would, I won't say disappear, but things would be moved to higher locations.
Because you're 4 feet?
Because I am 5'2".
Right.
Because I couldn't reach, so my favorite bowl, all of a sudden, why is it now on the top shelf? Why? And these were very specific items that I used all the time. So we would get in a fight. That D-bag would head out to the pantry and start moving things, knowing it would drive me nuts.
I mean, that's pretty strong.
That is passive aggressive to the nth degree.
So you would never have the discussion about what the argument was over. He would just go start moving stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then I'd get mad at that. And then he'd be like, oh, come on, though. That's pretty funny.
So, I mean, but it is pretty funny, right?
You have to grab something and you have to, like, move everything over to stand on top. That's awesome.
I approve. I love it.
I knew you would.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. You can also text on that number. We'll talk to you next. I'm happy The Rock is getting some movie work.
Yeah,
that's good news.
It's about time.
All right. Just before Blink-182, let's squeeze in one phone call. We're talking about the most insignificant thing you fought over. And we've got Jesse in Downey. Hi there.
Hey, what's up, man?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding. What did you get in a fight over?
Yeah, me and my wife are just going to Jack in the Box. I'm just going to say it was that time of the month, but we ended up getting food. And
you'd be smart to never bring that up.
Right.
I'm hoping she's not going to listen to this.
Go ahead. What did you fight over?
Yeah, we ended up going to Jack in the Box. We're at the window. I'm paying for everything. She says, hey, can you get some ketchup? And I say, hey, babe, you know, we got ketchup at the house. Don't worry. Ended up pulling off the whole ride home. I can't believe you couldn't get the ketchup. I can't believe you couldn't speak up. We ended up getting home. She refused to eat. I literally had to drive back with her all the way back to Jack in the Box, which is not that close to our house, just to get some damn ketchup. And, man,
wouldn't it have been better if you had just got the ketchup the first time?
Oh, no. Every time now. Every time.
For sure.
I get more than I need.
Even if the meal doesn't require ketchup, he gets ketchup.
All right. You learned your lesson. Thank you, Jesse, for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls and texts next on K-Rock. Matt Fowler joins us just after the top of the hour to talk WrestleMania.
Yes.
The recap. But right now we're talking about the most insignificant thing you got in a fight over. Let's start with Angela from Santa Monica. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for holding. What did you get in a fight over?
Okay, every day, toothpaste on the mirror. Every day, my boyfriend brushes his teeth and splatters toothpaste on the bottom of the bathroom mirror.
Honestly, and aggressive brushers drive me nuts.
What? How do you get that on the mirror?
Me nuts.
I mean, I'm on your side on this.
We're all on your side.
Have you told him about it, that it's driving you crazy?
I have even put Windex sitting on the bathroom sink.
You're going to have to make him brush outside. I think that's the only option.
The thing that drives me nuts is we live in an apartment building. There's only one bathroom. So when we have people over, you know, they have to use our bathroom to make it nice. And we just had people over for Easter. I clean the whole apartment. Everything's ready. He goes in to brush his teeth.
Listen to her ramping
right?
up.
Oh, yeah.
He goes in to brush his teeth.
He goes in to brush his teeth. You know he didn't use the Windex.
Right.
He got toothpaste all over the mirror. So this is a problem.
Asshole.
Right?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Thank you, Angela, for the call.
These battles, Kevin and Allie, we heard. I'm beginning to think, because I have them at home as well, they are impossible to win, and you just have to accept your part. This dude is never going to grab Windex after brushing and clean the crap off.
But here's, I disagree with that. I think this guy should just use the Windex if that's what it takes to keep her happy.
He's put, that's not much. It's not much. But just like Omar's asking his girl to move her shoes 3 more feet.
Yeah.
And she won't do it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that these are things that people are fighting over that are super easy fixes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Priscilla in Long Beach. Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for listening and holding on.
Sure, no problem.
What did you fight over?
It's been several fights, and God bless my husband for putting up with me. When we have leftovers, or if he takes a little bit of my food, my God, I will give him the silent treatment. I'm upset. If he doesn't leave me enough, for example, dessert, I'm like, so you don't love me. So it turns into a real fight. And,
okay, hold. I just want to ask a follow-up question, if I can. So he eats too much ice cream and doesn't leave enough for you, and your response is, you don't love me?
Yeah, I said, like, so you're not loving me today. Been up on yesterday. I'm like, let me see how much you love me. He left me a piece. I'm like, all right, I'm happy with that.
So you're working your way through it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I'm not very rational, but now I am.
All right. Upset. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Josh in Mission Viejo. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What did you fight over?
So I went to bed with my girlfriend. Everything was fine. And then I woke up the next day and she was like pretty combative and just bringing up like old things that were like not a big deal.
Right.
And after about like 30 minutes of arguing, I got it out of her that she had a dream that I cheated on her, and she was mad at me for it.
Oh, that's bogus.
I've had that same thing.
Really?
Josh, I have had the same. My woman has woken up so mad. She gave me the worst treatment the entire day. I'm like, what is going on with you? She's like, I had a dream you cheated on me last night. Like, what are you talking about?
That's insanity.
Yes.
I kind of like it.
You do?
That's funny. From Rachel on Twitter, she said she got in a pretty heated argument with her ex about whether or not there were too many cows in America or not enough.
That's the best argument ever.
That's amazing. And then my husband, this is someone from the 909, my husband and I fight over the fact that he can't replace the toilet paper roll to save his life. Good Lord, what is wrong with people that can't replace it?
I don't know. That seems like a super easy thing
to
do.
It's so easy. If you go and there's now no toilet paper, get a new roll. And you better make it so it's coming over, not under.
Right? You got to do it the right way.
Over.
Let's go to Leslie in Ontario. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. You fight about what?
I got in a fight over water.
Over water?
Huh.
Yeah. I was leaving the Blink-182 concert, and we had about like a 2-hour drive, and I was so dehydrated just from jumping around and having fun. So I was begging my then fiance like to stop and get water, and he did not want to get water. So finally I talked him into it. I got water with like crunchy ice, and I was so excited. I put my water in the cup holder to put my seatbelt on.
No, no, you didn't. No, why you let go of it?
He starts chugging the water.
Of course.
And we're already driving, and I said, oh my goodness, you're drinking my water, and you didn't even want to stop and get it. And he rolls down the window and chucks it out the window.
Oh.
No.
Now, you mentioned this was your fiance. Are you now married to him?
We are now married, but he does not live down that story. Bring it up.
You're going to bring that up on his deathbed, aren't you?
Oh, forever. Even as we're driving away, I was like, I'm packing my stuff. I'm moving out. I'm done.
That's awesome. Thank you for the call, Leslie. We appreciate it.
People are still calling and tweeting and texting about the most insignificant thing they've got to fight over.
Yeah, we got some real petty listeners, and I like it.
We could do that all day, I feel
really
like.
Really good.
All right, Matt Fowler joins us after the top of the hour to talk WrestleMania.
Yes.
Right? Who's excited?
Me.
I am.
Stryker is, yes. Which makes me super excited that it's not just going to be me and Matt, and then Kevin kind of passes out from boredom.
We asked Stryker to sit in this week, and he's being nice enough to hang out with us. That's very nice.
I'm so excited to be in here with you guys.
Thank you,
sir. This is so cool.
Allie is here now. Time for What's Happening.
Well, last week I told you all about Beyonce's rehearsals at an L.A. studio. They are on lockdown. So she's rehearsing at the studio space. She wants none of the info about her Coachella sets getting out. So she's got security roaming outside, security roaming inside. There are no videos, no pictures, no nothing. She wants nothing getting out.
Okay.
We do know now that she has hired over 100 dancers to join her on stage this weekend and next weekend at Coachella.
All right.
That's a lot of dancers.
I know this to be a fact. Here's some inside information.
Oh.
All right.
I just recently, somehow, a TV show lets me be on the TV show that I host on DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
We have a giant soundstage. We just filmed our whole season in the soundstage next to us rehearsing for Coachella.
Is that right?
Is Beyonce. There were dancers everywhere. There were musicians everywhere. More security than you even know. I did see the giant door open a few times and got a peek inside. There's no need to say what was in there. I mean, it was hard to tell.
Right.
But there was stuff everywhere. And yes, Beyonce was there. And I saw other guests that will be going on stage.
Jay-Z?
On the lot. I am not.
Did you see Jay-Z?
I think it'd be kind of a
D-move. How about Jay-Z?
I'm not saying who was there.
Did you see Jay-Z? What about Jay-Z?
They're married. They're married.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not going to say, but there were artists there that I saw that will be on stage, and it was very, very exciting.
What about Jay-Z?
I'm sure. Yes, Jay-Z.
I want you to answer my question.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, I did see him. The answer is yes.
I feel like it would be a pretty big job to try and fill up that huge stage at Coachella. I mean, that's a difficult thing. I can see why she would want that many people. And
yeah.
And, of course, she had to cancel last year. And I think she probably feels pressure. And all performers of her level or any level feel the pressure. Mm-hmm. And she wants to deliver, like, look, I didn't do it last year. I'm coming so strong on this. And the hours they were spending there were insane. I mean, we had very long days. They were there longer than we were there.
Goodness.
All right.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Look at our insider.
Right?
Ted Stryker over there.
Yeah.
I like it. Speaking of Beyonce, Beyonce and Jay-Z's Bel Air home just isn't big enough right now. They're adding in living quarters for their security team as well as some space for their car collection. Do you have any idea how big this house is already?
I don't know.
By the way, it's an $88 million mansion. It is 30,000 square feet already. Yeah, that's
30,000
property.
And it's not enough?
No, they need some living quarters for
security. Does Beyonce drive? Does she like roll around driving herself? Is she out there going to Vons and Ralph's?
They need all the cars? She has a minivan.
Okay, right.
Some
probably
French fries just right there in the middle, just stuck. She can never quite grab them. I hope so. Yeah.
By the way, this weekend I watched the David Letterman thing with Jay-Z, and it was great.
It was
moving, right?
He actually asked him about cheating, and Dave was talking about himself, too.
Yeah.
Right.
It was damn good.
And people say, Dave's interviewed people for years, but never long form on his show.
Yeah. And never pretty serious.
In and out. Exactly.
Yeah, he gets right to the heart of the matter on these things.
He's doing
for sure.
It was great with Jay-Z.
Absolutely. I want to discuss this with you guys. Leonardo DiCaprio and his latest girlfriend seem to be getting serious. Him and Camilla Camilla Maroney went on a romantic trip to Japan together and even brought along her mother and another model. They started making headlines last December when they started dating. She is 20 years old. He is 43.
Mm-hmm.
The mother that they brought, younger than Leonardo. She is 41. Is that in the...
Wow, that's odd.
Right?
Yes.
I just find it... I find it all icky.
I just feel like if you bring a girl to Japan, that's 80 dates in one right there. So you know it's serious.
Yeah.
You're going, you're flying, you're not driving to Palm Springs for a weekend and then coming back. That's 80 dates in one and you're bringing the mom. That's serious. But the mom being less of the age than Leonardo DiCaprio, that is weird.
Yeah. And
because
then
she could have a huge crush on him
Absolutely.
Too.
And then bringing another model, like, what's going down in Japan is my question,
Dude lives on boats with models. Yeah. I think we expect it from him. It'll never happen to Kevin and I in our lives or no chance. But it's weird. Like,
maybe the mom's trying to get with him.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
She sends her daughter out.
Right?
She's like, can you go grab me a soda pop? Wow. I'm going to keep my eye on
Dude's living the life.
He really
is. He's been for a long time.
Yes. He really is. Gavin Rosdale from Bush, who we love, he learned the hard way over the weekend. Maybe don't invite so many ladies up on the stage to sing with you.
Uh-oh.
Which is what he does at a lot of his shows. Not really sing. They're just kind of dancing up there, having a good time. But this happened at Caesar's Palace in Atlantic City on Saturday night, where during Come Down, he asks a bunch of women, come on up on stage, join him. Well, some dude was like, I'm going too.
Oh, come on,
so
dude.
So this guy charges up there, knocks down Gavin's mic, which then led to a female fan picking it up
and singing.
Oh, so no. It turned into the worst karaoke you could ever imagine. And there's just a shot of Gavin like,
what do I do?
I screwed this up a little bit. So, not really a great situation. And we've all met Lord. She is a nice, kind, sweet young lady that doesn't have a malicious bone in her body.
Yeah, true.
That's why when this happened on her Instagram, people got really upset. And she didn't mean it, trust me. She posted a photo of a bath that she was about to get into, but her caption was, and I will always love you. Referring to the bath, but oh my God, Whitney Houston drowned in a bathtub. Oh no.
I think that was a miscalculation.
See, I don't think a lot of people would think it because it's Lord, but she put like five eyes, like she was singing.
Oh, and
like she was singing it, but people lit into her, and she was like, extremely poorly chosen quote. I'm so sorry for offending anyone. I hadn't even put this together. I was just excited to take a bath. I'm an idiot. Love Whitney forever and ever. Sorry again.
Thinks that she's got to apologize. She's not. We know. Everyone knows Lord. She's not going to just all of a sudden out of the blue start talking about a dead woman,
right?
Whitney in the bathtub.
No.
And then she's got to back. I hate that these days that everyone has to backtrack even when it's
agreed.
It's not even meant any harm.
The most that should have happened is somebody got a hold of her and say, hey, that happened, and you might want to think about it.
But
and she would have changed it.
By that time, everyone screen capped it. She almost has to come out and just say, my bad, totally didn't mean it. The people that I have the issue with are the double down on your wrongness people. The people that would be like, oh, whatever, get over it. It's just a bath. And then keep doubling down on that and tripling and quadrupling.
That's not Lord, though.
It's not her at all.
Right.
She did completely the right thing. But trust me, Lord is a sweet, sweet little spirit. You leave her alone. Leave Lord alone. All right, guys, let's talk WrestleMania. Some birthdays for you. Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance, Kristen Stewart, Elle Fanning, Leighton Meester, Dennis Quaid, Jay Baruchel, Keisha Knight Pulliam, Cynthia Nixon, and The Strokes, Albert Hammond Jr., and that's what's happening.
Should we talk WrestleMania? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, we should.
Talking WrestleMania. Matt Fowler, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining Wrestle Chat, Kevin.
Look, we bring in Matt because he's an expert at this. He goes to WrestleMania. He loves, lives, writes about it all the time.
Yeah.
He's an expert.
Yeah.
So, and Allie's...
Yeah, and
go ahead.
And WrestleMania just ended, too, so this is perfect.
It's still going on. Who are we kidding? Now, Matt, you're a writer for IGN, but you also have a brand new wrestling podcast. What is that?
Oh, yeah. Myself and Eric Goldman have a podcast we just started just very recently called We Enjoy Wrestling. And you can just get all the information over at on Twitter at WEW Podcast. And, yeah, so we enjoy wrestling. We enjoy talking about it. So we're going to start a podcast.
All right, Matt, we shocked Kevin when we said that WrestleMania is usually really long. WrestleMania 34, what, 6 hours?
So this two-hour pre-show, kickoff mm-hmm. show, they call it, and then a five-hour main show. So seven
Holy
in total.
Holy crap, that's a long time. Yes. I'm used to the UFC where you buy a fight and it records 5 hours, but you only need about 2.5.
Right. Yeah.
I can't. And that's more than people usually get, like a good night's sleep. That's
agreed. Like, so yeah, tell us the highlights. What were the highlights of WrestleMania?
So Ronda Rousey, you know, is going to be the one making headlines today as the, sort of the mainstream star coming out of that. And she looked great. You know, there was a lot of nervousness around that because on TV leading up to this, you know, she's still a little shaky on the mic. We haven't seen a lot of her physicality in, as far as wrestling goes.
Right.
But this was a really well plotted out, designed match that and she was in there with three veterans of the business. And it was all designed to make her look great. And she got some of the biggest crowd reactions of the night.
Yeah, she killed it in there. And I think she is going to silence a lot of people that had some doubts about her in the WWE.
Did she, quote, win?
She did.
She won.
Yeah. Okay. Kurt Angle won.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did. And she got to go toe-to-toe with Stephanie McMahon. But then she also got in there with Triple H himself. And put him in a submission hold at one point. And that was maybe one of the biggest reactions of the night. And... And then she did win in the end and got to pose for all the next day newspaper photos. And, yeah, it was great.
She lifted Triple H on her shoulders.
Oh, dear Lord.
Triple H weighs like 210, yeah. 220.
That was such a good move. And what I loved, she brought in some of her boxing tactics, and she was just wailing on him like, body blow, body blow, body blow, body blow, body blow. That was good. But my favorite move in that match is when Triple H just reached into the ring and grabbed Ronda Rousey's ankle and yanked her out of the ring in one giant pull.
Serious.
That was so good.
Did she end it with an armbar? Like she's known to.
Yes, she did.
She did.
She did. Ended it with a cross arm breaker. Yeah.
And Stephanie, man, she was out. Tapped
she
out,
had to
done.
Tap. Yeah. And then like the bell most rang. People with
that
Ronda.
That was so fun to watch.
I mean, earlier in her career. Yes. What should we move on to next? Daniel Bryan? Yes, Daniel Bryan.
Talking big, big, beloved crowd reactions. Daniel Bryan came back for a full wrestling match after a lot of people thought he might never wrestle again, at least in WWE, because the WWE doctors would not clear him. Mm-hmm. And just a few weeks ago he was, and he is beloved by all. And it's this non-ironic, really amazing adoration for this guy. Everyone from all walks of life, even if you were someone who likes villains in wrestling, you love Daniel Bryan. And so
it's Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn trying to take advantage after nearly three long years. Daniel Bryan is back in action.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens thought they had gotten rid of Daniel Bryan. They thought he was out of this matchup.
Daniel's emotions at an all-time high right now. Laser focused on Zayn and Owens.
Oh, Daniel Bryan.
Look at that.
Sami Zayn!
A long time since we've seen that.
The roof's about to blow off the Superdome.
The roof's about to blow off the Superdome, Matt.
You have to watch with me next time.
I don't have to.
It is so fun. I was a wrestling fan, then I was out for a little bit, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of back in now. All right. I paid and I watched last night, and I was screaming at the TV. I was pausing. Kev, the production, it is like going to like a Muse show, but bigger, or Rage or something like that. It is so well done and so fun to watch, Kev. I seriously, 88% chance you'd like it.
88?
Yes. 88.
You just thought of that on the spur of the moment?
88% chance.
Yeah, yeah. I talked to this in the press box last night. We were talking, and you know, people out there who are still either on the fence about wrestling or really have strong negative opinions about it, anytime I've taken someone to a wrestling show, they have enjoyed it. Even people who don't like or don't think they'll like it, though it doesn't mean they'll come out being a wrestling fan, I'm going to watch this from now on, but they like the show.
And just real briefly, explain what the heck happened with Cena and Undertaker.
Okay, so Cena and Undertaker, Cena's been calling out Undertaker for weeks now. He hasn't been showing up. Was he going to show up? He did. But Cena
supposedly didn't have a match heading into the show. So he sat in the crowd for a few hours.
He sure did.
And they would cut to him reacting to things. And then Undertaker showed up, and then there was an official match that actually happened, and Cena got squashed, which means he barely got a lick of offense in. Undertaker hit all his signature moves and beat him clean in the ring and then left.
Here's a little bit of the audio from that.
And the point Corey was making was the Undertaker of last year in a performance against Roman Reigns when we all thought it was done, where we all thought his career was over. But now here tonight, the dead man is back in a matchup that pits, in my mind, the two greatest performers of all time.
All right, so that's when they're walking out.
Yeah, and it had to be a squash match, right? Because, let's be honest, Undertaker's not going to do a full match.
He was good enough to do exactly what he did, as far as what his body could take, and he couldn't have done like a full match. So Cena's a legend too, and he was gracious enough. He's like, I'm going to go down, basically within 2 minutes to Undertaker.
Yeah. All right, and finally, Universal Championship match. My God, people didn't want Roman Reigns to win because it's just so ridiculous. And then when he didn't win, people were like, this is so ridiculous. People are so mad at this guy. He can't win either way. And I'm almost starting to feel bad for him.
I don't think that's true.
Don't you do it, Allie. Don't feel bad for him.
Matt, you're still against him?
He's a tire fire. But I think that... yeah, it's no one hates wrestling more than wrestling fans. You know, there's that gatekeeping quality to it. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious that one of the most surefire, sure thing wins of the night, as far as what you can predict from a storyline perspective, was Roman Reigns finally beating Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, who's for all intents and purposes out the door, like his contract is up soon in a few months. And he didn't. He lost and he bled really hard too. So.
Yes. But what's going to happen tonight?
So
it continues? It's still going?
No. The TV show, the Monday night TV show Raw, the one after WrestleMania, is also one of the most hotly anticipated shows of the year because it's still in the same town as WrestleMania with all the WrestleMania crew, like the fans from all around the world, but it's in a much smaller venue, and they get really trolly. They sometimes the fans take over the show. And big things also really happen on that show, things that even didn't happen at WrestleMania. So
tonight is the heel turn I've been waiting for, right?
This is what Allie's been, yeah.
How can he not turn heel? Everyone hates him. Let him just embrace the hate.
But Allie, I'm afraid that if they actually turn him heel, he'll be such a good bad guy that people will start to like him, and then it just goes around and around.
Oh, it's like heel inception.
Yeah.
Okay. Might be true.
All right, Matt Fowler, we appreciate you calling in and giving us the recap. You can follow Matt on Twitter at TheMattFowler. He's a writer for IGN and his podcast. You can follow it at WEW Podcast if you would like to listen to that. Matt, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. We had a listener that sent a picture over Twitter, and Stryker has also seen a second Kevin and Bean billboard.
What?
Now, the first one is the Coliseum parking lot 6 on West Martin Luther King Boulevard between Figueroa and Hoover. And the second one is someplace out by Coachella. So what?
How did that happen?
We brought the boss in, J-Fed. He's here. How did this happen?
Good morning.
Hey.
First of all,
nice morning,
to be here. Hey, quite frankly, I was driving in the car with my kids,
right?
And they heard you guys on the air bitching about, and then you kind of
and they
got...
said, "Daddy, why are you so mean to those guys?"
That's kind of what happened.
No, seriously,
Daddy.
Seriously, they were there, and when they go, forget it, right? And I was like, "Well, you should get them a billboard." And there was a whole discussion in the car about Kevin and being a billboard. And I think at that same time, we were passing one of the K-Rock billboards, one of the digital ones with, I think it was Dave Grohl, and they're like, "Well, Dave Grohl has one." I'm like, "Well, Dave Grohl,
Dave Grohl should stay up there,
right?" And they said, "Dad, they need a billboard." So Mr. Weatherby was already also bitching at me that you guys didn't have the opportunity to have one.
Right.
So I went to corporate and I said, I think we should get a billboard.
We got a second billboard.
And you got a second billboard.
It's almost world domination.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So it's coming back from Coachella?
It's coming back. We the one going to Coachella was more expensive, so we went with the one coming back.
Do you know why it's more expensive? People see it.
Yeah, yeah.
When people are coming back from Coachella, it's one awake driver and six people that are passed out.
Yeah, snoring and exactly.
And after Coachella.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I saw it last weekend, not even knowing that there is a new Kevin and Bean billboard. So I'm driving back from the desert after checking out the K-Rock Coachella house. And it's on, if you're heading west on the 10, it's on the left side of the freeway. The left side. And I think I was somewhat close to Morongo when I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's by the Morongo Casino south of Apache Trail.
And is it easy to get off? Is there an exit
there
right
is,
there?
There is no exit.
No exit. And tons of chicken wire around it. There's,
so you
want to
take
close.
A picture with it.
0% unless you stand on the side of the freeway where you may get run over by
somebody.
Oh,
don't do that.
No.
Okay. Please don't do
yeah.
that.
I guess I probably didn't ask for enough money probably is what happened.
I mean, look, it's a second billboard.
Yeah,
we're
no,
happy
no
about
tree
that.
In front of it, at least. You can see both Kevin and Bean. I mean,
that does make sense. So that's going to stay up. What, did anyone have it before? Like, might it stay up a while?
I think it was empty.
It was empty.
Yeah,
okay.
It was empty. So my guesses are it could be up for a while.
All right.
It could be up for
through
a while.
Next Coachella? What are the chances?
We'll see.
We will
see. At least through Stagecoach.
It was empty. There's no way to pull off the side of the road to see it. There's chicken wire all along. Mm-hmm. How much did you get from corporate for that?
Is it like $100?
I think they might have paid us to put something up there.
Just put something up.
Put something. No, it was a couple thousand.
Okay, next question. Why do your kids like us more than corporate?
Right. Why do your kids like us more than you? And why are you a bad parent letting them listen, by the way?
So many questions.
Right?
You guys are really firing a lot of questions at me here.
And when is Striker going to get one as well?
This is really...
What, a kid?
No. A billboard.
Oh, a billboard. Okay. My mic doesn't work.
Oh, there he goes. Okay. Kevin's mic has gone down.
Hey, Striker, you want to work this out at the end?
Yeah, I'll work this out. Are we done
Thank
with
you
Jeff
for
Fetterman?
Coming. Oh, there it is. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, Jeff Fetterman, thanks for being here.
It's good to be here with
thanks
you guys.
Thanks for not letting us go. Yeah. It's been very fun on the Kevin and Bean show.
If you need another billboard,
we need a new mic for Kevin. That's Allie McKay.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
And I think we're going to take a break.
On the way,
we've got What's Happening. Doug Benson's going to be in studio. More What's Happening. And by the way, I want to say this before I am not filling in for Bean or taking Bean.
Right.
Kevin texted me just the other day. He's like, hey, you want to come in on Monday? I'm like, yes, of course I want to come in and hang out with my friends. I am not even in Bean's chair.
Correct.
I texted Bean. Bean knows I'm here as well, by the way.
Listen, fantastic. Striker, again, I have to tell you, nobody would blame you. They would blame me.
That's true.
It's how
That's
it,
true.
How
Yell
we
at
roll
Allie
on
McKay.
The Kevin and Bean show.
Yell at Allie McKay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean show at 8:51. Doug Benson coming up just after the top of the hour. First, Allie McKay, what's happening?
Well, A Quiet Place was looking to make noise at the weekend box office. Boo! And it delivered. Yeah, that's a line right there. The thriller, directed by John Krasinski, soared past estimates to a massive $50.3 million opening.
That's insane.
That's enough to land it in the second highest domestic opening of the year, just behind Black Panther.
And to get this guy another directing gig.
Yeah.
That's huge. So the actor who's in the movie directed it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And I heard somewhere, and I'll have to find the interview, but it apparently was starring another woman who was very good friends with his wife, Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then she read the script, and she was like, I'm not doing a thriller, a horror movie. No, I don't want to even look at that script. She looked at the script and was like, honey, I'm going to need to be in that. So he fired her friend. And it now is starring him and Emily.
I believe that. But what I believe to have happened is this.
Yes.
This incredibly hot woman is going to be with my husband while he directs her for 3 months. Mm. I think I should end up in this role
here. Sure.
If I was a guy, I would do that. If my wife was a director and Brad Pitt is all of a sudden going to be like, Brad Pitt, I think I'm going to have to take this role.
I feel like Emily Blunt, he's been in so much. I mean, just The Office.
You know, movies are fantasy land.
Yeah,
when you're working with a female.
A lot of time on that set.
Yeah.
She's Mary Poppins.
I love Emily Blunt, by the way.
Yeah, she's the greatest ever.
Same. She is.
So, of course, weekend box office, that was number one, A Quiet Place, in its debut, followed by Ready Player One. Blockers came in, debuting with 21.4 million, came in at number three, followed by Black Panther. I Can Only Imagine, Tyler Perry's Acrimony, Chappaquiddick, Sherlock Gnomes, Pacific Rim Uprising, and Isle of Dogs. Chappaquiddick. I mean,
I have no idea what you were just saying in the last 30 seconds, but I do love John Cena.
Those were the movies.
Oh, those are
those
the movies.
Those were the movies, yes. Oh,
okay. I need to get out.
Yeah, that was the top 10, the weekend top 10 box office.
She started with number one.
Uh-huh. I knew the first three, okay. Last seven. I'm like, what is this?
All right.
Well, Tyler Perry's Acrimony is the one with Cookie, Taraji P. Henson.
Okay.
P. Henson. I don't know why I said B, but in the trailers, boy, is she a B. Yeah, it's true. Chappaquiddick is the story of Kennedy, which, you know, hey, sure, he drowned someone. No big deal. We're still going to love that family. It's ridiculous how much of a pass the Kennedys get. And this is from a girl with all masshole family. But my God, that is a jacked up family that has done some serious wrong. Except for the new one, the new redhead Kennedy that's in there.
Right.
He's doing some good stuff.
Okay.
But we'll make a note of that. Definitely can't name the first name of the redhead Kennedy,
yeah,
right?
He's doing some good work, all congressing up or senating up. I don't know what he does.
Whatever he's doing.
Great guy, though. Great guy. Good man. Remember John Cusack's film High Fidelity?
Yes.
Came out in 2000?
I like that.
Well, over the weekend, the London Guardian said that Disney is planning a new take on the movie with the lead role of John Cusack's record store owner being played by a woman. No word on who's going to play Jack Black. No word whether it'll be set in a record store, considering the dominance of streaming services nowadays. But Disney is expected to run the movie on its streaming service as opposed to a theater release.
Hmm.
So that's interesting. Which then reminded me that John Cusack has me blocked on Twitter, and I don't know why.
Oh, you don't know why?
We still don't know why.
That's funny.
It's just insanity. We try tackling that issue and why he would have blocked me. I think I'm on a list.
Like, did you go to his house and hold up a big boombox and play a song like Peter Gabriel? Like, hello, John, I'm Ally McKay. Here's my boombox.
Absolutely would, but someone brought up that maybe he has like a block list that he subscribes to, and I somehow made that list.
Hmm.
Like, I used to say some stuff about Bernie fans.
Right.
So I'm thinking maybe he was a big burner back in the day.
Yeah, now you're on the list.
Yeah, now I'm on the...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do,
you'll live.
Right?
You'll live if he's...
I miss him. I miss John Cusack is all I'm saying. And pour one out for CBS Big Wig Les Moonves. We found out over the weekend, because there was a filing on Friday with the Securities and Exchange Commission, that we get to know what his pay rate was last year. And it has dropped from $69.6 million.
Nice. Wow.
To a paltry $69.3
million. But it's still $69
million? Nice. It sure is. It sure is. I think he's going to be all right. I think I'm going to not send that card that I was going to send saying, hey, buck up, camper.
And that's not in his life. That's just last year?
That's last year. That's just a year. Yeah.
That's
good news
crazy.
For CBS. They have renewed Anna Faris and Allison Janney's comedy series, Mom, for a sixth season. That is a funny show.
That is good.
Those two are great together. It's been averaging 11 million viewers per episode this season. It's the third most watched comedy on broadcast TV CBS shows Big Bang and Young Sheldon, which have also been renewed. So CBS is doing pretty good in the in the comedy realm. So not bad, not bad at all. And Ryan Murphy says that the next installment of American Horror Story Anthology Season 8 will take place, drumroll please. Thank you, Stryker.
You're welcome.
Jeez. In the fall of 2019.
What?
Womp, womp. That's
fall.
That's really far.
Not even a year from now.
No, what? In the fall of 2019. I hope this is a misprint.
That's bogus.
But I don't know if it is. He says that Evan Peters will play a comedic hairstylist, while Joan Collins will play his grandmother, and Sarah Paulson, Kathy Bates. They are back this season.
Yes,
and I cannot wait, because we've talked about it, and I'm telling you, last season's cult was the best American Horror Story in forever, and I loved it so hard.
It was good, but I also loved the one at the hotel in Los Angeles. That one was so
good.
That was
good, too,
yeah. I was actually scared watching that with Lady Gaga. That thing was awesome. And all the serial killers come together for the dinner upstairs.
Yes, I like that.
I'm not going to lie.
Do you like serial killers?
I do. Oh, so much.
Yeah,
oh, I love murder.
Me too.
But I was out after four on that
one. Were you?
I don't know why.
What, Allie?
It's bizarre. It is bizarre because that one, I thought I was really going to love it, and I didn't love it as much. And when I'm out on something, it's hard to go back after you've missed a couple of them. But Cult, from episode one, I was like, Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
What about the carnival one? Were you guys in on that?
Yeah,
that
was good. No, I was not in
on
the carnival.
So
no,
in on that
I didn't even start one
Kathy
second
Bates
of the carnival.
Had a beard.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Awesome. Just lead with that. That is amazing. Oh, I love that one.
Sarah Paulson
so much.
Had two heads.
She sure did. One body, two heads.
What does it take to get you?
Come on.
One body, two heads. I love that video.
Come on.
Yes.
Very different from the one you're thinking.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Bit,
that's the
bit.
Cupcake one. Mm. Okay, right.
What? Just keep going.
I don't know.
Right. Act like that didn't happen.
Okay. Birthdays for you. Singer Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. The Strokes, Albert Hammond Jr. Some actors and actresses like Cynthia Nixon, Keisha Knight Pulliam, Jay Baruchel, Dennis Quaid, Leighton Meester, Elle Fanning, Kristen Stewart. Good Lord, that is what's happening.
Our friend Doug Benson is in studio with us. Hey, Doug.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm worried about Stryker, though.
Why are you worried?
How are you holding up during the Me Too movement and everything?
Oh, I think I'm doing okay.
With a name up? Like Stryker, you'd think that you'd be getting a
Stryker.
No. There's no H.
Yeah.
Yes, Doug.
It's just like this guy should just Ted not
Ramon.
Be allowed on
you
the radio.
You can just call me Ted.
He keeps saying, Stryker! I'm like, damn. Damn, son.
I love that Doug rolled in with the coolest red shades on and the foolish sweatshirt
foolish.
On right
Well, because, you know, it's one of my favorite parts of this experience is taking a picture where I look sleepy with Kevin.
Which is every time.
At the end of the interview. So I thought I'd wear my April Foolishness hoodie because it's just funny that it just says foolish on the front.
It really does.
Like if I went to some other city, they probably wouldn't really understand what that's about.
Well,
just think,
foolish
the guy's just telling us right up front.
Right.
This guy's a fool.
Doug Benson is here. Let's talk about your Super Troopers thing. Now,
oh, my God.
What is that,
I'm so excited about this. Yeah, Thursday night. I've been doing this thing for years called the Benson Movie Interruption at various venues here in L.A. and around the country where we, you know, we watch a movie like a Twilight movie or a 50 Shades movie, and me and my comedian friends sit in the front row, Mystery Science Theater style, and just make jokes through it. Mm-hmm. And it's a super fun thing to do. Comedians love to do it because, you know, we all wish we could be heard by everybody in the audience
when
we have a
good
joke during a movie. Sometimes you yell them out, you take a chance. But, you know, this is organized interrupting of a film, and since Super Troopers 2 is coming out, we came up with this great idea to get all the Super Troopers together with me and watch the first Super Troopers.
Wow. That's pretty strong.
That's
this Thursday night. And yeah, they're you know, schedules permitting, but it looks like they're all going to be there. And it should be a great time. We're going to do like a Doug Loves Movies with the cast first.
Oh, really?
And then watch the first Super Troopers.
Now on your poster, it just says Doug Benson, also featuring special guests. Is that before you had them booked?
No, it's because with all of my podcasts and shows, I've learned that it's for me, it works best to not say who the guests are going to be. You know, make that a surprise for the audience, either a great surprise or
a
minor letdown if they were hoping that my friend John Hamm was going to show up. Like he's going to show up every time. So, so that's why they initially put that, but I said, oh, we could say Broken Lizard's going to be there.
That's important in this particular case.
This is one we should sell this way. And that's part of the reason why I'm here with you guys.
we've had the opposite effect, which is that we sell who's supposed to be here tomorrow,
right.
And then a lot of times they end up canceling. We go, Works out in the end. We're not going to change
yeah.
it.
But yeah, they it's end okay, up canceling at the last second. I don't want to do a whole show for disappointed people.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to see the faces when you.
I mean, they're disappointed.
Don't have a guest
just
show
I don't have to look at them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to look at their damn disappointed faces.
Now, do you stop the movie
That's
in between?
What I was thinking, yeah.
No, we just roll just through roll. And it's all improvised. And in this case, I'm sure they're going to have a lot to say about their memories.
I feel
of,
like you should have
making
a pause
movie.
Button.
Yeah, well,
give you time to
then we're gonna take a 90 minute movie and stretch it out to 3 or 4 hours, which is not great.
But everyone's usually high, so they don't. It's fine.
Oh, you know, I can't even count on people that come to my shows to be high. Yeah, I'm sure some of them are. But
what's happening?
You know, straight edge people like to laugh.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
They like to have a good time.
That
I
is
like
true.
How high your voice is.
I'm fine with those people. It's like when we ask somebody that doesn't want to say that a movie sucked, you know, and they go, it was great. a little up in the voice. Oh, okay, you liar.
Every once in a while when we've seen a movie and it's terrible.
Right.
And we have a guest in, we just say we didn't see it. I mean, obviously, yeah. Because you don't want to, because they're coming in and they want to promote it. You don't want to be a dick.
Oh, we felt so bad. The screener didn't work.
Right. We say that occasionally, probably once every 4 or 5 months, but... You know, if it's too bad, you don't want to be rude to the guests. So
we can say dick.
Yeah, as long as you're calling somebody that, you can.
He's
so happy.
I just love that. I love when these breakthroughs happen and new words get to be said. You know, because you still can't say the S word,
right?
But you can say crap, poop.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
There's 50 words you can say instead.
Yes. You can call somebody an asshole, but you can't refer to your own.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yes, that's true.
I didn't know that slipped
How about that?
Through. You damn a-hole. Because that was always my fix on assholes, just say a-hole.
Yeah, sure. And I'm sure that they would rather we do that, but they haven't come down on us yet. As long as you're using it properly.
Yeah, well, but, you know, they're not a bunch of dicks.
Why are you saying it in the high voice?
Because he's lying.
He's lying.
Bring it again.
Oh. I don't even need a lie detector test with me. Just listen to my voice.
The Benson Movie Interruption Super Troopers is Thursday. Where can they get tickets? Doug Loves Movies?
DougLovesMovies.com will give you the link. It's at a brand new, old venue that's now a new venue. It's called Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth Theater on Wilshire Boulevard.
Seems unnecessarily complex.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't crazy about Dynasty Typewriter when I first heard it. I was like, I don't know if that's the best name for a comedy venue. But
I don't think the word typewriter has been used in 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're trying to bring it back. Okay. Let's all start typing again, everybody.
You're the guy to do it. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I'm going to get it going.
You've been way ahead of the curve. I mean, you're doing your podcast for like 12 years, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's incredible.
I was one of the early podcasters.
Right.
And that's I was lucky in that sense because there's so many now that getting a foothold, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Is difficult new podcasts.
It becomes impossible to pick what you want to listen to with 5,000 different options, you know?
Yeah, and mine also being about being a live show, every Doug Loves Movies is in front of an audience, so that also, you know, kind of keeps it, perpetuates it because people want to see it in person when I come through town. That reminds me, I'm also doing one tomorrow night at 9:30 at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Avenue.
And now he's talking low because he means business.
That's got
for
a
sure
sweet
be there.
Lineup.
I'll say that right now. Would you like to release any of the numbers?
Well, for my numbers, for my stoner friends listening, a icon to all stoners is going to be one of the guests tomorrow night.
Cheech.
You guys are so good working together.
I'm saying it's Paris Chong's dad,
it
Tommy Chong.
It was a 50-50 proposition. Right. You guys nailed it.
Nice.
How do we do it?
I've always said that Mount Cushmore for me is is Cheech, Chong, Snoop, and Willie. Those are the four people that when you bring them up, the next thing you're going to think is marijuana.
We had Tommy Chong in, and we asked him if he what it was like in prison, because he got put in prison for, what was it, for selling?
For selling the bonds across state lines.
He said he had a great time. Everyone in there loved him, and he was serious.
Here's the weirdest part of that.
Serious.
He talked that Wolf of Wall Street guy into writing a book. That guy wrote that book, and that Scorsese movie exists because Tommy Chong talked him into it in jail, in prison.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, he's like, you should write a book, man.
Jordan Belfire?
Yeah. Is that your impression?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Can I hear it again,
No,
please?
I was there, too.
Since you write a book, man.
All right, Doug Benson is here. We'll be right back. Our friend Doug Benson is here. We're talking during the commercials about Instagram and the fact that you turn off all comments.
Yeah, I shut them down whenever I remember to when I post something because, you know, there's the typical thing of trolls and people just writing something that's mean and or, you know, just that kind of ruins your day. But the bigger issue is just that if I leave my comments on, I want to read all of them and I'll spend all day doing that. You know?
Right.
So you're kind of saving yourself from...
I mean, I already have to read everything that people write to me on Twitter because it's less friendly that way in terms of shutting it down.
Right. Sort of have to be strong about that and just put them in and block them.
But I also think, you know, Instagram is about images and not about what people... I don't know what people having to say anything about it has to do with anything. You know, people aren't going to my feed to see what people are saying about my pictures.
I don't think so.
They're
either.
Going there to see my pictures.
Right. I agree.
You know, but people are just so used to the interaction that it really frustrates them when you shut it off and they get
super
mad
frustrates
about it.
Them. I had reposted some the march with the kids just recently.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I reposted those and then the crazy gun people came on strong in the comments, like calling you names and everything else. And it just got to be so ugly that I turned off the comments. And when I did that, I posted another like video that I thought was funny, just generic, not related in any way, and the gun people went over to that one and started commenting.
They're like, I can't get on the gun one.
It's crazy.
Whenever the comments are open up, people will come in and talk to you about things that all from
have
your whole
nothing
life.
Nothing to do
or,
about.
Or the world, yeah. And there's also everybody has the ability to send a direct message to you, or a request as they call
on
them.
Instagram.
Right. On Instagram.
I don't like
they
it.
They can send you one. Like, and if you decline it, then they can't do it again.
Oh.
They only have the one shot.
All right. So, make it good.
Yeah. But so I get a lot of the people, weirdos in there going, why do you turn off the comments? That's their one shot is to complain about me turning off the comments. And then I just hit decline and then I never have to hear from them again.
I was not aware that when people would comment, speaking of that, when people would comment on your stories, like, I would get a lot of comments, and then I would just decline all, and that meant they couldn't comment again, and then they'd email me and be like, why can't I comment now? So I just turned all comments off on my stories because I felt so bad. Like, people thought I was denying them, and then I thought to myself, what is happening in this world that I'm so concerned that someone's mad that I won't let them comment on a bird chirping outside my house?
But did you have the same experience that Doug did, which is, if they're commenting, do you have to read them? Because I don't.
You could just not look at it.
Yeah, I don't.
That's why I just
press
decline all.
I find so hard not to look at the
you
comments.
Do.
And there could be 8 nice comments, but then there's one.
Just takes that one.
And it takes that one, and it takes you from your energy like a 9 out of 10, and I get down to a 2 for a minute, and I'm fine with it. But I don't know why I like that sometimes. Not like, but I have to see, like, oh, you have a terrible shaped head. I'm distracted by your voice stinks. I'm like, oh, man, oh, that was a good interview. I don't even care about that
one. You don't care about the good ones.
I do not. And now I'm going to get all this, but I cannot do that. But the thing about Instagram and Twitter that I find, it is these things are built to get us addicted to it. They built these things to bring us back and back and back. And if you're turning off your comments, I'm going to follow that lead possibly and see if I can do that. Because that is – it's such a time waster. I get
it. Now you
I
don't have to go back and see what people are saying.
Right.
But it is fun when somebody says something mean and then some of your other followers dogpile on that
person.
That
is funny.
That is good. I love that.
For a little bit. And then when it gets ugly, then it's
also,
not funny.
That person tends to just go away and be annoying somewhere else. Like, that's the funniest thing to me on Twitter is when there's political arguments and somebody will really burn somebody that's been going off for a bunch of tweets and then suddenly they just stop. They just move on. Like, well, I'll go argue with somebody else.
I'm not going to win this one.
Yeah.
So I might as well move.
You guys should try being a lady on social media.
No, no,
you
thank
should
you.
Try it.
I can't imagine.
Light. It is really
so
fun.
I don't want to try being a lady in any media, in any format.
It does seem like it's so much harder.
It's rough
to be a female on social media. Yeah,
I mean, it's hard to be a man now, Kevin.
Right.
You got to admit, these are tough times
true.
For us.
It is hard, especially for a white man.
Right, especially if you're a white
the
guy.
Worst.
Yes.
Tough. You could smoke weed anywhere.
Oh, dear. Good time.
Doug, how many times have you done the Benson interruption, the movie interruption?
Oh, I don't know. I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of times.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I got to say the Twilight movies were really built for it because we're mostly dude comics just sitting there railing on it. And it's also fun. It's forcing my friends to sit through Twilight movies, sure, which is also funny because I grew to like them as they went on. Like by the fifth one, I liked it because in the fifth one, they suddenly start tearing each other's heads off.
Right.
And it's
that's what you've been waiting for.
And it's really violent, but since they're all vampires and wolves, it gets a PG-13.
Sure.
So it's like one of the most violent PG-13s. In the last Twilight movie, there's a scene where they throw a 2-year-old vampire. Because let's say you're a 2-year-old vampire.
Right.
And you're trying to hang out with other vampires who are trying to not let the world know they are vampires.
Right.
You gotta teach this kid, hey, you can't just go around biting people.
Sure.
But he's 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
Right.
He's a 2-year-old vampire.
Yeah.
So how do they solve the problem? Throw him on a fire.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, in a Twilight Zone movie, you see a toddler.
Twilight Zone?
No, Twilight Zone. Just Twain. Sorry, just Twilight.
I was like, I thought we were talking about Twilight.
Wait,
the John Lithgow thing?
I thought something really dark to say about that. Does
it stop him from biting or does it kill him?
No, they just, that's how they get, they just like, we can't, this kid, we can't.
That's
too
how
risky.
They get rid of the kid.
He's gonna give us all up. Everyone's gonna know we're all vampires. You know,
that's
this
in
is
a
like,
movie?
Yeah, this is like a flashback to, you know, olden times.
That's awful.
When the vampires, because that's the whole premise of Twilight, is they're just trying to, you know, blend in and try to be sort of normal.
It's so funny that you waited till the fifth one to like it. But you
well,
watched
it just
the other
got
four.
So, well, the fourth one's pretty crazy, too.
Yeah.
Because Edward, Bella's pregnant and she's ready to give birth. You know,
right.
She goes through the whole pregnancy in like 3 weeks or something. For some reason, vampire babies come out quicker.
Right.
And so the vampire baby is not coming out right. You know, what's that called when
breach?
It's a breach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Edward bites the baby out of her stomach.
I need that. This.
Why have you not seen these
that
movies?
No.
It does happen.
I used to think we Doug Benson.
It's
now
insane.
It's Twilight Doug Benson. This Twilight is trumping the weed now.
I'm the biggest fan because there's so much. They're so fun to make fun of because they're paced really slowly in spite of crazy things like that happening.
So you
they're
have
paced
plenty of time.
Incredibly slowly. So you have whenever somebody says a line, you have plenty of time to then come in with a zinger, you know,
right,
to make fun of what they just said. And so those are great. But I'm very excited. And we usually don't do comedies because that's kind of weird, to, you know, throwing comedy onto comedy.
Right.
But Thursday night, we're going to do Super Troopers with all of Broken Lizard. And I'm so excited about
Thursday
it.
Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth is where he's doing it. And you can get tickets at DougLovesMovies.com. Can we do 60 seconds with you?
Yeah.
Just throw questions at you and you just say whatever you think.
Okay.
All right, here we go. How much money do you have on you right now?
Probably about $400.
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, that's tougher.
First okay. Twilight.
Sorry.
What's the thing people would be most surprised to hear about you?
I like musicals.
Wow. Have you ever been in a fight, right? Have you ever been in a fight?
No.
Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
Oh, I thought you said Doug. I was like, yeah, sure. It's one of my top two favorites.
No, I said dog. And by the way, this one gets pretty much as universal.
Yeah.
I don't mind dog kissing.
Yeah, almost everyone else says no.
Who doesn't love dogs?
No, they love dogs. They just don't like dog kissing on the mouth.
What if it's quick?
I don't have time to ask them
Plus,
that.
Dogs will do it whether you ask them to or not. Ask them to.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
You don't need consent with a dog. I mean, dogs don't need consent.
We got through like 3 questions.
Dogs never ask. Dogs are like Louis C.K. Oh, no, wait, he asked. I forgot.
All right. Doug Benson.
I heard a rumor he's doing sets again, by the way.
Is that right?
Or last night, maybe. He might have done a set in New York.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Getting Doug with High available on iTunes and Doug Loves Movies available on iTunes as well. And then Thursday night, you're doing the Benson movie Interruption with Super Troopers. And you can get those tickets at DougLovesMovies.com. You're always welcome here, Doug. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, why did your voice go up right there?
It did not.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39. Thank you to Stryker for sitting in today.
Thanks for having me. Of course.
You want to sit in tomorrow?
I would love to come back tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
I'll try not to ruin it.
It's 9:39. We need to do a giveaway, right? That's
yes.
What you're looking at me like that. Crazy, Allie.
Sorry.
We have a pair of two-day passes to Back to the Beach at Huntington State Beach, April 28th and 29th. And we'll take caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067. This looks like a great weekend. So call now and you'll win those tickets.
Can I give my perspective on what just happened?
Sure.
Because I'm never in here. Kevin's talking on the mic, and Allie is pointing with the look of death at Kevin.
That's not death. It's disappointment.
No. Here was my concern, that he thought I was going to do the giveaway, and I have none of the information. So I was like, don't forget that was my Back to the Beach eyes. You're going to get to it.
I liked it. I like seeing the nonverbal Kevin do that right now, because this is happening.
I was just hoping he had the info and didn't think I
and
did.
I do, it. And I did, and I did it.
And he did it well.
So thank you for the eyes.
Back off, Stryker.
No.
That's what we're saying.
Thank you for the eyes. That worked perfectly.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Allie's here with what's happening.
They don't joke around at airports when they ask you questions like, you know, did anybody help you with your bags? Or did you leave your bags anywhere?
Yeah, that might not be the place to joke.
It's not the place to joke. And this young man from the Green Bay Packers, wide receiver Trevor Davis, found out yesterday the hard way that joking around doesn't work. Instead of playing it straight and saying, nope, we packed our own bags, been in my view the whole time, he turned to his friend and said, did you remember to pack the explosives? Yeah. He was immediately taken into custody for misdemeanor criminal threats, booked, mugshot and all, then released. So not something you joke about.
No.
Ever.
I feel like everyone knows that by now, no?
Yeah, I think maybe people just think they're being cute.
Huh.
That's not cute. On his way to Hawaii. That blows, right?
Yep.
You're not going.
He was probably filming it so he could get a lot of likes on his Instagram story.
Probably.
That's why he did it.
Sure.
You do it all for likes.
Might be it. Mm-hmm. Might be it.
Do it for the nookie and the likes.
What's going on just with Stryker?
Continue. Sorry.
Just ignore him and keep rolling.
Just Limp Bizkit.
I'm filing that.
Heard it.
That is...
No. File it. Chip. Yeah, put it in the
Chip.
File.
Go ahead.
You know I love you, Chip.
Absolutely.
Lots of splitting up over the weekend. Country star Miranda Lambert and her guy, Anderson East. Brooke Burke and David Charvet. Baywatch babes. Yeah. Jenny Garth and her husband, Dan Abrams. It's a bummer. And Jonathan Scott from Property Brothers and his girlfriend.
No, tell me what?
I'm so bummed about
the Property Brothers.
Property Brothers.
I'm so sorry.
She got custody of his eyebrows.
If they can't make it, who can? Right?
I've said it for years, Kevin. I've said it for years. But with, you know, breaking up comes rebirth.
That's right.
And that's when we see Cardi B showing off the worst kept secret in all of music on SNL when she wore her tight white dress showing off her lovely baby bump. Sources say she's due in early July.
That was quite noticeable.
She was
trying to cover it up.
Yeah, she has been covering it up in pictures with dresses that look very tentish, very loose dresses.
Right.
So she definitely was making a statement on SNL. But we talked to Harvey Levin earlier because he's the one that broke the story about a month ago that she was indeed pregnant. She wasn't having drinks at some Super Bowl event she was at. And so people were saying, oh, she's totally pregnant. So he ran with it. And then someone in her Instagram comments had written, are you pregnant? And she responded with, now my favorite quote of all time. Like, you can have your MLK quotes. You can have your Maya Angelou. You can have that kitten just holding on to that tree saying, hang in there. But you have this quote, and it will serve you well. She responded to that woman asking if she was pregnant by saying, quote, nah, I'm just getting fat. Let me fat in peace. Let me fat in peace.
That's pretty funny.
God bless you. And also pregnant, Kate Hudson. She broke the news on Instagram that she's expecting a baby girl with her boyfriend, Danny Fujikawa, and did it in one of the cute ways when they have either the big reveal by slicing into the cake and it's either pink or blue, but instead she had big balloons, three big balloons, and everybody popped the balloon and pink confetti came out. And she, I'm telling you, if you haven't watched it yet.
So there's 6 more months of winter?
Nope. It means she's having a baby girl. If you haven't watched it, it is so darling, because you can see her face. Like, she was prepared to be happy for a third boy.
Right, she's got 2 boys.
Yeah, but when she saw that pink confetti, she loses it. But not only does she lose it, one of her friends loses it, runs into frame, and nearly tackles her. And it is, it's just so much joy in one little Instagram post. And it is lovely. Yeah, we were talking about her other two boys, a 14-year-old with her ex-husband, Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes, and then a 6-year-old with Matthew Bellamy from Muse, her ex-fiance. So a little girl on the way for Kate Hudson, which is nice. Also nice, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's back at home with his new heart valve. So
that's
made
a scary thing.
Yeah, that was a very shocking thing to read, that he was basically having emergency heart surgery. Went in, I think he was just getting a catheter replaced. Not a big deal. And then it turned into a, oh no, this is serious emergency.
That's scary.
Complicated surgery. So he is back at home resting comfortably, which is good news. And Ben Affleck. This is a really nice story. He heard that a hospital in Atlanta was looking for someone to come in and play Batman to lift the spirits of a young patient named Mukata, who is here. He's a refugee from Congo, and Hospice Atlanta has taken him in, and they're performing the surgeries for him. But he's battling cancer of the bile duct. And Ben jumped to help. He called him on FaceTime and then even paid for his mom to fly in from Zimbabwe to spend some time with him.
Cool. So, oh, good for you. And how was it?
Well, no, it is good for him because Ben Affleck is lovely for doing that for a child.
Agreed.
And his mother. And want to take a class from Q-Tip?
Yes, Q-Tip. From Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, he's Professor Q-Tip now.
All right.
He's going to teach a 7-class course on jazz and hip-hop at NYU's Clive Davis Institute of Recording Music in the Tisch School of Arts. Classes begin September 5th, and they run Wednesdays during the fall semester. I mean, Q-Tip is your teacher.
Right? That's pretty cool.
Right?
That is very, very cool.
It's the only class you don't want to skip.
Yeah, you're not missing that class. Obviously.
I just saw some Converse. They may have just recently come out. A Tribe Called Quest Converse.
Yes.
Yes. Those I want to get.
Yeah. They're pretty good looking,
right?
Pretty
sweet.
Yeah, they are.
We love them. Oh. Sorry. Just
you're on
dozing
a
off.
Tour.
With Muhammad, my man, going each and every day with a mic in my hand. Sorry.
Look, if you're going to rap, you got to go full on.
Yeah, go full on. You can't go low voice on that, Allie McKay, on Tribe Called Quest. Come on. You're on point, Fife, all the time, Tip.
All the time, Tip. Right.
So grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Could we be whiter?
Yes.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's not
possible.
No.
Sorry. The answer's no. I cannot be any whiter.
It's not possible.
I'm middle-aged and white. I'm the whitest neck hillbilly of all time. Thank you.
He's had 2 Red Bulls, everybody. Yes. He is flying.
Maybe that's too much.
Something about wings.
That's too much Red Bull.
I haven't gotten up this early in probably 19 years.
So you're not going to sit in with us tomorrow?
No,
then?
I feel good.
Okay,
though.
You're going to get
it. I've had 80 ounces of Red Bull today.
Yeah, you're going to crash around 1 p.m.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right when I got to do all the commercials for the afternoon show.
Excellent. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right.
Good times.
Some birthdays for you. Singer Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Get back together.
Strokes, Albert Hammond Jr. Actress Cynthia Nixon, Keisha Knight Pulliam, Jay Baruchel, Dennis Quaid, Leighton Meester, Elle Fanning. Kristen Stewart. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, Dave Navarro and Billy Morrison join us in studio. Jay Chandrasekhar? Pretty close.
Very good.
Chandrasekhar.
Yes, pretty close.
I would say that was a 95%.
For me, that's a total win.
Yes.
Anything over 50%, I take. And we've got your tickets for weekend number 2 of Coachella tomorrow morning as well.